Leon Finney is joining us. Dr. Leon Finney Jr., famed Chicagoan, real estate developer, a reverend, a man who's spent a lot of time bringing a lot of really good things to the Chicago community over the last number of decades. And also, I think, a voice in the African-American community, Dr. Finney, that we're hearing not quite as much of as maybe we need to, which is there's got to be some sort of reconciliation here. I understand the anger, but at some point there has to be a plan for reconciliation. And I know that you talked about being in contact with Rahm Emanuel. I don't know if you have yet, but what would you like to see happen here?
Well, first, thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show. I think that in answer to your question, we have, I think, a fairly consistent ability to make recommendations to the mayor of the city of Chicago, especially during this time when we are so much upset by the revelations that occurred over the last 2 weeks as relates to the police department. So that having been said, I think that the real issue is to stabilize the city of Chicago, to get on with the business of a speedy trial of Van Dyke, probably as well an indictment of 3 to 4 additional law enforcement officers that chose to manufacture a story and try to cover up this thing. Apparently, these law enforcement officers that, along with Van Dyke, on that very evening, they made up the story. So as to how McDonald had arrived at his death, as he was, they alleged that he was, or said in writing and signed the document, really they said that he lunged at all four of them. Well, that's, you know, and
yeah,
then the video,
true.
Of course,
right.
Proved that that was not true. Right. But my point is, that we got a serious issue here of credibility as it relates to those law enforcement officers. So one is to get that done, and that is to get them at trial, and hope, and if they lied to the FBI, FBI has interviewed 80 people. If they lied to, these guys lied to the FBI, they've got another problem, and that's 5 years for just plain lying to an FBI agent, I'm told by legal counsel.
Right.
Then the next thing you got to worry about is getting on with a long-delayed business of reforming the Chicago Police Department from top to bottom. And that's going to be an arduous path, that it will not happen with a quick fix, because the police have gotten to the place that they're institutionally, they've institutionally insulated any law enforcement officer from being accountable or being punished or chastised. It's the union agreement, the collective bargaining agreement between the city of Chicago and the Fraternal Order of Police is a cloak of protection around a law enforcement officer that has been accused of wrongdoing. As a matter of fact, I'm told that if a law enforcement officer is accused of wrongdoing and it is called in for discipline, he insists that he have his union representative there in a criminal, in an investigation as to his conduct. Well, that's just plain ridiculous. And so, you know, the idea is to get a process of reform that I think is going to be difficult and challenging over, you know, several years to get this law enforcement office department cleared up.
Well, let me just very quickly just to seize on that point that you're making about the union representative. I mean, if anybody were called in for questioning on a job or a criminal investigation, they do have a right to have a representative with them as their witness. Most unions actually allow that as part of their grievance process.
Oh, no, I get that. All I'm simply saying is that it's one thing to have your lawyer there to protect your rights. But in this particular instance, these are, as I'm told, now I've not seen the union agreement, but I'm told that it is a very, very well-developed document that is designed to protect the law enforcement officers, even in the event that they're accused of wrongdoing. This is an internal thing. Obviously, that union or collective bargaining agreement does not insulate a law enforcement officer from prosecution in a criminal case. It would not be, for that matter, stop Anita Alvarez from prosecuting any one of the four or five law enforcement officers.
And Dr. Finney, before we let you go, just your thoughts on what kind of leadership needs to emerge in the communities here that are affected by this that can also help pacify the situation between police and community members. Do you see that happening as well?
Well, I think that there's the mayor has begun the process, I think, and he's been commended for that. He terminated the tenure of McCarthy. He replaced the head of the internal investigating department, which I think was another good sign. I think that most of us are inspired that something is finally going to happen. And I've been at this for, as you know, four decades in terms of reform in the police department with United States Attorney General coming in with the Department of Justice and saying that he's going to investigate as well as move to identify all the systemic problems with the law enforcement agency. As it relates to, Chicago Police Department, as it relates to the leadership in the community, I believe that the leadership in the community has really stepped up. When the mayor called many leaders to work and try to make sure that our streets were fenced people, even though we were demonstrating, that's unparalleled. We have, I think, had a peaceful protest, which did not happen as it was the case in Ferguson, Missouri. It didn't happen in New York. But here we've had peace in the streets, and I think it's largely because of the leadership that comes from the community that believes that it's important to work through a legitimate and legal process in order to arrive at a speedy trial or a trial, a fair trial on the part of the law enforcement officers, as well as to reform the Chicago Police Department.
All right, Dr. Finney, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.